It gives you a flavour of the uproar in Brussels today. Now, the Labour MEP that held up the sign, he's Labour MEP for London, Seb Dance. He's on the line now. Hello, Seb.
Hi, Clive.
Hi, thanks for joining us. So what was that sign all about then?
Well, I was getting rather frustrated at some of the comments that were being made. For instance, you know, the idea that we can reason with Mr. Trump, the idea that somehow there is a conversation that can be had with this guy and we can appeal to empathy. Look, he's not a guy we can reason with. And Nigel Farage today, wearing a Trump lapel badge, of course, was his main cheerleader in the European Parliament. And unfortunately, when we have a time-limited debate, there's no opportunity to intervene. And so I kind of made a very rash decision to make a very simple message, to scribble it on a piece of paper and to make my views known.
You say rash. Are you regretting it now?
No, I'm not regretting it, because I think the point needs to be made. We can't tell people that the answer to the problems they face is to create division, to build walls, to blame immigrants. It's not the solution. In fact, if anything, it's building an entire machinery of deceit when we accept that lie. We can't accept that lie, and I think it's important that the people who are propagating it are called out for what they are. They are lying to people.
Well, I mean, when you held up the sign saying he's lying to you, he wasn't saying any of that. He was, in fact, talking about the way the European Commission works. So where was he actually lying?
Well, that's one of the things he said. But he also said that there weren't any refugees being taken by countries in the Middle East, which is not true. He was saying that the measures being announced by Donald Trump were actually in defence of fighting terrorism, when, of course, they're increasing the risk by antagonising and creating enemies out of people who should be our friends.
That's opinion rather than a lie, isn't it? I mean, nobody knows what the effect is. It's a matter of opinion, surely.
Well, sure. I mean, if you
lie's a bit strong.
Whatever he says is a No, I don't think it is, because his overall message to the people in the referendum, his overall message to people now in defending Trump as kind of, you know, part of a new world order, call it what you will, is all designed to say, look, it's the others, it's the foreigners, it's the immigrants, it's the people that have a different skin colour or a different religion or a different way of speaking to you. They are the people to blame. And, of course, they're not. The problems that we face are so numerous, you know, whether it be automation in jobs, whether it be the rush to capture the benefits of globalisation and make sure they're available to everyone. That's got nothing to do with immigration and blaming foreigners for problems with the NHS and public services and everything else they lump into this category. So I'm afraid, yes, it's blunt. Yes, it was a kind of non-sophisticated way of getting my message across. But when he's given 3 minutes uninterrupted in a parliament, I'm afraid, you know, there are limited options to intervene. And this, I felt, was a powerful way of doing so.
So the Brexit vote has come in the last hour. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's obviously disappointed for someone like me, but not unexpected. I mean, there's an obvious mandate for Brexit. No one is going to pretend otherwise.
Should your party have fought a bit harder?
What that Brexit looks like.
I mean, your party was a little bit all over the place, wasn't it?
Well, I think everybody's been all over the place. You've seen government ministers suddenly pretend that what they were arguing in the referendum no longer applies. But yes, I think my party could and should have been stronger. I think the red lines that we have in terms of making sure that what comes next does not destroy the economy should be upheld and should be just that, red lines, i.e. if they're not met, we should vote against subsequent readings of the bill.
And 47 rebels, does that show rather weak leadership from Jeremy Corbyn?
Well, I think that Jeremy's leadership has left a lot wanting on this, most definitely. I think his defence of immigration has been excellent, but his defence of the single market hasn't. And I think, you know, that has in itself created a lot of confusion. I mean, ultimately, we need to defend both strands here. You need to defend not just the fact that immigration is good for our society and for our economy, but so too is the fact that we're members of a club that has the largest single market in the world. It's an enormous benefit to our businesses, and we should be the ones making that case, because it's the Tories that are putting our economy in such danger.
So were you reprimanded about this sign? I saw somebody coming over and giving you a tap on the shoulder.
Yes, one of the RFD the German version of UKIP, officials came over and asked me to remove the sign, and I politely declined. But then, yes, later an usher appeared, a very nice man, again, politely asked me to remove the sign. But by that time, Mr. Farage had finished speaking.
Right. Any more signs on the way?
I don't intend to make a habit of it, most definitely not. And, you know, I appreciate there are much more sophisticated and, dare I say, parliamentary ways of getting one's point across. But I feel that this is an issue of such importance that there is an acquiescence, if you like, amongst many people in mainstream parties at the moment who are moving towards an acceptance that actually immigration is the biggest problem. And I think that leads us to a very dangerous place when the economy goes south, when this Brexit process is shown up for what it is, and if we are part of the process of telling people that immigrants are the problem, then I fear where the blame will lie.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Seb Dance, MEP for London, joining us there. He was the one, you may see the photographs, if not online, they'll be in all the papers tomorrow as well, of him holding up a sign with an arrow. I mean, fairly crude piece of A4 paper. He holds up a sign saying he's lying to you, and an arrow pointing at Nigel Farage. But he seems unrepentant about that. Your calls, 0345 6060 973. Keith in Rickmansworth. Hello.